Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
Hello, and welcome to episode 24.
Season 24.
Oh, you remembered what it is now?
I remembered it now, yes. I'll remember next time.
This one is RoboCop, the TV series.
I've got here the series.
Yeah, I've got here the series.
Yeah, so yeah, it was the series, not the TV series, because I think there's another version. There's an awful lot of versions of RoboCop.
There's a few. This Canadian made.
Yes. 1994.
Yeah, and there was the 1988 cartoon series.
RoboCop. Yeah, you threw that at me the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, I told you there was one.
Yeah, I know, but we can't do cartoon series because that's not fair.
Why not?
Well, we didn't do Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know, there's lots of...
We did do the Hulk set.
If we ever get to them, there'll be their own set, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
And RoboCop might well make it into there.
Or not.
Yeah. It will.
After you just threw Highwayman at me, I'm not...
He was heavy as well.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Impressed by that. Him and his truck threw both at you. So this is Richard Eden playing Murphy.
Yeah, apparently.
RoboCop.
It was Richard Eden.
Richard Eden, he was the star of RoboCop, the show.
Yeah, apparently so. If you say
that's
was.
About all he done. Yvette, was it Napier, was Lisa... Madigan.
Oh yes, yeah, sidekick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it starts off with the classic news channel.
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
Give us 3 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Yeah, it's trying to be. Well, I've got here that this was actually the script they threw away
for RoboCop
2. So they tried to obviously stick with the original RoboCop premise, like you say, with the newsreels and a bit of funniness.
Yeah, the adverts and stuff are a bit wacky and
yeah.
But this would have been a better than RoboCop 2. Bill,
I don't remember RoboCop.
No, awful.
I remember RoboCop. There's a main difference, isn't there? Should we say it now between RoboCop the films and RoboCop the series? In the fact that he doesn't shoot anybody.
Oh, no, he doesn't kill anyone.
No, he doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah, I've made notes on that later.
It's like the A-team of the RoboCop world, isn't it? There's a lot of bullets, but no one actually gets killed.
This is Media Break. Give us 3 minutes, and we'll give you the world.
Good evening, I'm Bo Harlan with Rocky Crenshaw, and these are today's top stories. Good news for the environment. In Detroit today, the first BS-5000 rolled off the assembly line. Rocky, it's a methane-powered car that actually runs on manure.
Well, there's certainly lots of that around, Bo. On a more serious note, another homeless man has disappeared from our city streets, the 12th in less than a month. Police report no new clues and fear that a serial killer, some call the Dogtown Ripper, may be stalking old Detroit's homeless.
Good news for Delta City today. Omni Consumer Products announced plans to use cutting-edge technology in a far-reaching project that will automate Delta City's utilities and public transportation infrastructure.
I have great hopes for Metronet, a supercomputer that will power this city into a future that not only has a silver lining, but will work better and cost less.
But can it program your VCR? We'll be right back.
They're flatulent, they're senile, and the best years of their lives are pretty much behind them. If you're over 60, should you still be allowed to vote? Tune in tomorrow and see What's on Your Mind with me, Humberto Ortega.
This just in, a terrorist has taken hostages at a retirement home in Old Detroit. We take you now to the scene live with Media Break correspondent Charles Coffey. Charles?
Yes, Rocky, I'm here at Convalescent Services, and it's not a pretty picture. One officer dead, one wounded, and inside, William Ray Puntface Morgan. A violent psychopath that recently escaped from the Henry Ford Center for the Morally Challenged. He's currently holding a group of helpless retired people hostage.
Don't jerk me around, cop! Do what I tell you, or I'll get mad and do something really ugly!
You know there's no escape, Morgan. You know we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Sarge, he's up there with military hardware. He's got the whole place barricaded.
Yeah, there are two or three of his gang in there who just love us to try a frontal assault.
Tell us, Sergeant, just exactly what it is Mr. Morgan wants. Money? A pardon? Perhaps an exclusive interview with me?
You know, I wish it was that simple. See, when he was arrested 5 years ago by RoboCop, he suffered severe damage to his face in a toxic accident of his own making.
So what you're saying is, he wants revenge.
No, he wants RoboCop.
Listen up! You got 1 minute to send in the robot! All right, blow all these bingo strings to kick this cop!
So that's one of the main stories, is about the homeless people going missing. Is there a serial killer?
Well,
the next story is MetroNet. Is it? Don't call it BrainNet or MetroNet or something.
Yeah,
Euronet.
I'm not sure.
Is it about to go live?
There's a sort of board meeting, isn't there? They don't really know what it is yet. They try and sell it to them.
There's another bit of the news.
Is it still on the news?
I'm still on the news.
Oh, okay.
Is it, if you're over 60, should you be allowed to vote? And I was thinking, no, you shouldn't, not anymore.
Oh, here we go. He's brought it back.
There's a hostage situation going on, isn't there? Now, I thought is the guy doing the hostage gene.
Yeah,
that's a word, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a word.
Yeah.
It is now.
It was called Pugface.
No, I thought it was Pugface.
But I think it's Putface.
Well,
like a putty face. Puttface.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. At one point, I thought it was Buttface. Wow. Really,
it wasn't clear, was it? If only you'd had a name ID.
Well, it is.
Just some script.
It is Pud. Face.
Oh, it's Pud.
P-U-D-F-A... Well, obviously face. Pud face.
I thought maybe it's Putt face, like putty face.
Yeah, I couldn't work it out.
Pud like the dog.
Yeah.
Because he's got very badly burned with acid or something.
Well, he did it himself, they keep saying, don't they? Robocop arrested him.
Yeah.
Kind of supposed to be the film Robocop arrested him or something, and somehow it said he inflicted it upon yourself.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite sure how or why.
Well, anyway, the hostage situation is going on. He wants Robocop. That's what he wants. He's got a load of OAPs.
Yes.
Held hostage.
Well, obviously, he doesn't want him to vote.
No, that's right. He's against their voting as well.
But yeah, there's a hostage case. They're waiting, they don't know what to do.
And yeah, the sirens in the distance.
Yeah.
Robocop drives up.
Yeah.
He gets a rocket launcher out and shoots at the car.
Yeah, now...
This is from Robocop 2, the film, you know.
There is a few bits where they cut in, don't
yeah,
from the film.
This is one of them. But Robocop is fine. Then Robocop makes a stealth approach.
Well, okay. They blow the car up, but his face doesn't burn.
No.
Because you see the bottom of Robocop's jaw is human, isn't
it? Yeah. Doesn't in the film, doesn't
happen. No, I know it doesn't. I'm not happy with that. No. You know, you got there's explosions, you know, it's going to burn.
Yeah, but did you like this stealth approach? Which is throwing an explosive onto the door, blowing that up, blowing a big hole in the wall, going in shooting. But as you say, it doesn't harm anyone.
No, he shoots everyone by ricocheting off things.
There's lots of ricochets.
Yeah.
He shoots a lampshade down to get someone.
Yeah.
And he shoots... I can't remember what the other one was. I have to get...
Yeah, no, there's a lot of ricochets.
Lots of ricochets.
Yes, there we go.
No lethal takedowns.
Yeah.
Now, the OAPs are all wired up together.
That's right.
And Pud cut... What's his name?
Puttface. I mean, it doesn't matter. Call him what you like.
Derek. Derek has this button he's going to blow.
Yeah, he's going to blow.
But then Robo shoots it out of his hand.
Yes.
He then takes Derek, puts him in a wheelchair,
and
throws him full force out of the building.
As you would.
And he lands at the feet of the cops.
Miracle.
Fine. He's not hurt.
No, he's not hurt at all.
But then the cops arrest him.
Yes. And that's it.
Yeah.
End of film. Well, now we go to the boardroom.
Now we go to OCP.
OCP. I've got here that the secretary speaks above her station.
She does.
She's a bit mouthy.
She's a YouTube internet troll. She calls this guy Hitler.
Yeah. That's right. They're in the boardroom, and he starts off by naming, Copernicus, Einstein, Newton, Disney, all geniuses.
Now I'd like to wake them. The next genius, isn't it?
Yeah,
which is Craig.
Craig
something.
Yeah, he shows him a few slides. This is going to be the brain.
Yeah.
Secretary goes over, falls over.
She falls into him.
Yeah, drops all the papers.
I thought she did it on purpose.
I wasn't sure.
It was a very clumsy.
He fires her.
Yeah.
And the OCP boss says, no, you can't.
It's just an accident. You can't fight for that.
Yeah. And
Neurobrain will run the city.
Yes, it's an all living thinking
computer.
It knows what to do.
Yeah,
it can think ahead.
There are a few teething problems.
Yes,
as we find out.
Yeah,
Copernicus, Newton, Einstein, Disney, geniuses with the credentials to change the world. CyberSafe Concepts has found just such brilliance in the man it is now my pleasure to introduce to you, my fellow executives, Dr. Cray Milardo.
Aw, oh, Chip.
When my new cybernetic interface neurobrain goes online, life as we know it will be over. Where once the city employed and was victim to the whims of 10 powerful civil servants, neurobrain can never go on strike, will not call in sick, and does not need a coffin.
Imagine a city
where transportation systems like corpuscles in the bloodstream move freely with purpose and with speed. Where utilities are dispersed from one central point, a digestive system directing nutrients to hungry organs like schools and hospitals. A law enforcement that efficiently identifies and apprehends criminals like antibodies attacking a virus. It is a bold new world, ladies and gentlemen, and if I have anything to say about it, one that we will be visiting very soon.
Then we've got a cute kid scene.
Well,
yes.
She's called Gadget, apparently.
Yes.
Which is, yeah. She's not an inspector. She just helps the police out. Oh. She's a runaway, isn't she?
Well, I know they said go, go, Gadget.
They did. They fell on to go quite a lot. Get back to that child home.
Yes.
The rainbow rooms or something is called.
Yeah. But yeah, they need a. I've got here. They need a computer for the a brain for the computer. Paralyze this old guy, Charles.
I've got a bit with Lisa, yeah, which is Robocop's partner. Is taking the detective's exam, and she thinks she's.
You really went into it, didn't you?
Yeah, I only watched it yesterday.
Well, I only watched it Sunday, but.
And she says to Murphy, Robocop, "Isn't it about time you told your family?"
Yeah.
And he says, "It's better they think I'm dead."
Yes.
Now, there's a problem with neurobrain, which is saying there's 12 or so people they've killed.
Yeah.
And then they get this gang to capture this homeless man, the Dogtown Boys. The gang's
their idea being that if he's homeless, he hasn't used his brain much.
Yeah.
There's a lot of capacity to be used or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, the child sees it.
Yeah.
She's under a car or something.
Yeah, she is, yeah, something like that.
Then we get Hug the Children advert.
Yes.
It's
before, you know, nowadays.
Well, yeah.
In the past.
Yeah.
They were at the police station. Lisa's moaning about no one's looking into these homeless guys.
You didn't
go into that. They inject this homeless man, don't they?
Yeah, they do inject this.
With a drug that makes him stop. Freeze.
Yeah, but his brain's still alive.
He's still alive, but he can't move. He's completely paralysed, and they take him away.
Yeah, they take the brain out.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see it, obviously, because this is for TV.
No, the kid comes in and tells the officers, I've seen this. No one believes her, because she lies a lot.
Yeah.
And the sergeant in charge says, no one will take her home. Robocop, you take her to family services.
Yes.
So he does.
Yeah.
Now we're back at OCPD, the neurobrain. Well, they remove. I think it's Hank. This homeless guy was called Hank.
It might be.
Yeah, it was. Bray. And they get ready to go. They said they need to get ready for the husk, which is his body.
Yes, Toxic Waste Disposal Centre.
So they give it to the Dogtown Boys.
Oxidise the body.
Yeah.
As you do. Now, I've got here the Robocop has taken Gadget.
Yeah.
Back to the home. And his wife has turned up.
She is there.
His son has disappeared.
Yeah,
run away.
And she wants to know if he's there.
Yeah, because obviously you go to this child care centre.
So Jimmy's run away because she moaned at him about his sats or something.
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Sats? That was a bit... pulled that one out of the air.
Yeah, sats.
So, yeah, he's watching video of his own child, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I've then got, he goes to the Dogtown Boys... I don't know why.
Does he? No, Jimmy goes to the Dogtown.
Yeah, Jim.
Oh, sorry, his son. Yeah,
Jimmy, yeah.
Well, apparently this family services send the kids there.
Yes, if they're old enough and they're adopted.
Yeah.
Send them straight there.
To the Dogtown.
Considering he'd only been there one night, it's a bit harsh on Jimmy, I feel.
Yeah, there's a recount stock footage.
Yeah, I've got that, yeah. Includes clips from original film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brain crashes.
Lisa's looking for clues in the alley. She finds a few bits like chess sets and stuff.
Yeah. As you do.
Yeah, then we go back to OCP.
The OCP, yeah.
Brains.
Yeah, brain. Brain crashes the Nero brain PC or whatever you want to call it.
It starts to work and they're happy, then it crashes.
Yeah, so they're going to need another one at that moment.
And they say we need a younger, more secretarial brain.
Yes.
And then the secretary walks in.
Walks the secretary, yes.
Anything else, but we guess they take her brain.
Well, I've now got here. By the time Lisa arrives at the dog
town HQ,
it's dark.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how far away this place was, but it gets dark really quick.
And I've got, yeah, she watches the meeting, then this big dog comes out, he's all in favour of Brit exit.
Yeah.
We need to take back our streets.
Make the
square hole.
What the hell? It's like, I'll get to the top of this.
Yeah.
What the hell does make the square hole?
If they said make the square round, I could understand the chain shrinks. But it's not, it's make the square hole.
Yeah.
Is their chant.
Yeah, makes no sense.
But Jimmy's not impressed with this speech.
No, Jimmy don't like you.
No. So he goes to leave, but they won't let him leave.
No. She then...
saves him.
Lisa's worked her way in.
Yeah.
And bear in mind, 20, 30 of these young lads?
Yes.
Down and out. They all run away from one copper.
She's got a gun, they've got baseball bats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do run. Lisa finds...
They never heard, the Spartans. You know, you can take them on, you know.
Yeah, but that was 300 against 1,000.
I know.
This is 300 against just one, so they knew they didn't have a chance.
True.
Yeah. So Lisa finds Hank's body.
Yep.
Then they take it back to the police, and the MD tells them that he died because he didn't have a brain.
While she's in there, while she's with the Dogtown boys, her gun changes modes, and she stuns. She puts a tracker on Jimmy, doesn't she?
Does she?
Yeah. She puts a little tracker on him, and so she finds the Hank. She finds Hank's.
Hank husk.
Yeah, husk of Hank.
Yeah.
Is that a dish? RoboCop can look into his eyes and record the
It says that the will show the last person who saw
the last thing.
Now this was a big myth, and it's not true. You can't do this. It's not possible.
Well,
even
can,
in the future.
Well, you can.
Because it doesn't work that way. The eye doesn't work that way. It doesn't record images.
Well, this one did. It was a VCR eye. The latest edition.
The eye shows... Is it grey?
It's the Mad Doctor, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the Gary Grey. I think it's...
If you say
Craig, so. Sorry, Craig is Craig.
Right, well, Craig, Gary, whatever. Anyway,
Malado or something.
Yeah, the mad giant scientist. We've now got. I got it. Sexercise, because that was the.
I sort of skipped this bit.
Yeah, I couldn't quite work out what the hell was even happening even then.
One of the OCP.
We call him Craig Dave, whatever you want. Craig David, there you are.
His best buddy.
Yeah.
There. He's with the Rainbow Room woman.
Yes.
In charge. They have sexercise together.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when RoboCop matches Craig's face, doesn't he, to the OCP database, but Craig sees that he's investigating him.
Yeah, on that state-of-the-art computer.
Yeah, shows on his, Apple II.
Yeah. And it tells him exactly who's doing it. It tells him it's RoboCop.
He's investigating.
Yeah.
So then Craig tells his friend, you need to put something on this. Then the OCP guy gets...
Derek.
Derek out. Gets Derek out of prison. To take down RoboCop, which he's so successfully done before.
Because this is... It's following on from the original films and that.
Yeah.
All these buildings are quite random, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just... A building with nothing else around it. The cop building is just the building on the corner, nothing else around it. This happy home, wherever they got the Derek from, that was a building with nothing else around it.
It's a very, very peaceful town.
Well, yeah, apparently so.
So
RoboCop turns up at OCP to get the professor, doesn't he?
He starts play acting, doesn't
Craig
he?
David.
Yeah.
He's video. He's Video disc.
Yeah, DVD. And he starts acting like it's hurting him when he gets arrested.
Well, I couldn't work out here. RoboCop, pretty famous.
Yeah.
In their time. He turns up and he walks in, he grabs the professor, as you say, Professor makes out that he's beating him up. But no one actually comes anywhere near them to see what's happening.
No.
I mean, he's not light-footed on it, is he, RoboCop? You know, he doesn't really tiptoe through the corridors. You'd think you'd hear him walking along. Party car. Yeah. Even the T-Rex in Jurassic Park was lighter-footed than this bloke, you know. But that, maybe that's just an observation.
And as he takes him out of the building, a limo pulls up.
Yes.
With this OCP guy in it.
And Derek.
And Derek comes out of the sunroof.
Yeah.
And shoots RoboCop with his high-tech weapon.
Yes. And but now, blows a hole in him.
Yeah.
Did you notice the hole?
Yeah.
Because it didn't seem to be there later.
No. They fixed it.
Did they? Because I've got an advert in between this.
Captain Commander Cash or something. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cards. Oh, yeah.
Crime, moral decay, the city's going to heck!
But what can we do?
You can come with me!
Commander Cash!
Fight crime with a strong economy! And these...
credit cards!
Be a superhero!
Be a super shopper!
The OCP Supercard. No annual membership fee and still at the low, low 38% annual interest rate.
The people of Detroit lost a hero yesterday when RoboCop was destroyed in a criminal ambush by escaped psychopath William Ray Pudface Morgan. But today, RoboCop's illustrious crime-fighting reputation was tarnished by allegations of police misconduct.
No, I don't know what he wanted, but he was out of control. As is abundantly clear from the videotape that I turned over to the authorities.
Media Break has obtained a copy of this tape. We want to warn our more sensitive viewers that they may find the following images disturbing.
No!
At Public Works, Chip Chaikin, Vice President, CyberSafe Concepts, had this to say.
We here at OCP would like everybody to try to remember the good things about RoboCop and not let this truly unfortunate final episode tarnish what otherwise has been a sterling career. Rest in peace, RoboCop.
Well, now they put RoboCop on ice, didn't they?
Yeah.
Some sort of ice. But the hole had gone.
Yeah. And there's
They already admitted they couldn't afford to fix him.
Oh, the OCP guy is called Chip Chingin, I think.
Oh, yeah, well.
But McQueen, yeah. But they won't pay to fix RoboCop. He's too expensive.
In the meantime,
OCP meet to show the Metronet.
Yes.
Controlling the city and Neurobrain.
All I've got, it turns the lights on and off in the city.
Yeah, basically.
It seems to wow them, doesn't it?
But there sort of appears to be a hologram of the secretary appears behind them.
Yeah, no, I've got that.
Yeah.
The secretary's image appears in the PC.
Yeah.
Though I'm not sure why it's the whole body and the face.
Yeah.
Why it's just all of her, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all of her.
Because when the old guy, and then the tramp first appeared,
it's just his head. Yeah.
With her, it's a whole body. She may be better looking than the tramp. We've got all of her.
Your opinion.
Oh, I know.
If Hank wasn't a Adonis of a man.
Maybe he was. He just didn't carry himself very well. All the OCP board of directors and whatnot, they decide to get into a lift, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not the board of directors, it's the rivals.
It's the rival people.
Rivals, they've been working on it.
They badmouth Craig.
Yeah, because they've been working on it, but no one's actually perfected it. And when they hear it's Craig David, he's a nut.
Madman.
So he takes offence to this, so he decides to make the lift crash.
Yeah.
We don't see this, we hear it, and we don't see it. Now I've got here, Mad Professor Craig David takes over the TV.
He chats to and tells the OCP chairman that he controls Metronet, therefore he controls the city.
Yes.
They must hand over the company to him.
Yeah.
Ah, come in, Dr. Malardo. I wanted to thank you personally. That was quite a demonstration you put on last night.
Yes, well, it was entirely for your benefit.
My Metronet is a glowing success.
I was referring to the mishap with the elevator.
The elevator? You had something to do with that?
Yes, I had everything to do with it, old man. Everything in the world. You see, I control Neurobrain. Neurobrain controls your Metronet, and Metronet controls, well, everything. Including the elevators. You catch my drift?
You're not implying.
Yes, I am. I am implying. From this moment forward, I control the destiny of Delta City. You have 36 hours to draw up the necessary papers and make our new arrangement legal.
Never. I will never allow you or anyone else to usurp the authority I have worked so hard to maintain.
Oh. Gee. Oh, one thing. You should take the stairs on your way out tonight, sir. Or that just might be your final answer.
Yeah. Then we've got the secretary starts talking to the professor.
Yeah, the hologram comes.
Yeah, she sees him. I've got issues. A bit dumb and vain for some reason. And she also seems to be in some sort of negligee dress. I don't know where that came from, because she wasn't wearing it when they killed her. No. So I don't know. Mate, it was hard. Mate, he saw the last thing in his retina.
Yeah.
Somehow she changed dress.
She probably downloaded it.
Quite possible. Quite possible.
So the kid tells them about...
Well, there's an advert for Naked Marines.
Oh, that's right, there is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because the kid sees it. The advert on telly.
Yes. Have you got a story?
Have you got a story for me?
Yeah.
So she goes to tell them.
Yeah. Apparently, I've now worked out the secretary's name was Diana Powers, because that's what I've written.
Yeah.
She watches the professor in a car and lip reads him.
That's right. Then the van pulls away, so she can't hear the rest of the plan. But they need to get rid of her, is what they're saying.
Yes, they need to get rid of her. She's too clever.
And it doesn't come across that way.
No, it really doesn't, does it? The OCP guy comes back. Because they've said that RoboCop had seen all this. And
arresting Craig, he knows all the
details. But
the chairman of OCP says we're bringing him back online.
Yeah.
So sorry to bust in on you like this. I'm Officer Lisa Madigan. I'm a friend of RoboCop.
Sorry, you come
back. Wait. The police are always welcome at Omni Consumer Products. What can I do for you, officer?
RoboCop has evidence that will incriminate Dr. Craig Milardo in the Dogtown Merge. You've got to put him back on light or a killer goes free.
Can a felon run a publicly held company?
Well, no, sir. That would be against the law. Sir, what are you doing?
OCP will assist the Detroit Police Department in their investigation of Dr. Milardo. But to ensure the safety of all OCP employees, I think it prudent to allow Milardo to think he has won.
Which is basically the
film. While they're trying to get him back online, at some quiet point, obviously, Chip, the henchman of OCP, comes in and fries out RoboCop's brain somehow.
Yeah. That's right, I've got it.
It's full power amnesia.
50 million Zoidagrawls.
That's it.
What the hell? Well, obviously.
That's pretty lot.
It is a lot.
Well, I think my toaster takes about that. Yeah.
Gives him amnesia. Don't kill him. Just gives him amnesia, apparently.
And they make a virus to kill Diana as well.
Yes.
Just evilness.
The waking up scene of RoboCop is very the original film.
It is, isn't it?
It's just how they did it. It might even be the original film. I'm not quite sure. I don't think it was.
But no, they'd make the footage almost the same, haven't they?
Almost exactly the same, yeah.
Apart from it was done on the video camera and not a film.
Yeah.
It looks low quality.
I've got now that the...
Yeah, Gadget Tales News.
Breaks into the TV studio. This bit threw me.
Yeah.
Diane, secretary,
yeah,
appears and converges into RoboCop. How did she appear?
Yeah, she just comes out of the monitor.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's technical. No, we're not technical people.
No, true, we're not.
Holograms can probably travel anywhere they like and come out of any screen they want.
Well, she controls all the computers, doesn't she?
She does. So.
She does. And she sits in his lap. And just sort of melds into it.
He says,
I know what the problem is.
It's this and that and this and
whatever she does in there, I don't know.
And then she tells him to save her, because he's going to kill her.
And she pops back out. And
suddenly he's back up online.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's crime happening.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
I've now got the Dogtown boys are at OCP.
And they've joined up with Derek.
Derek, yeah.
Make the square hole.
Yeah, they're going to defend OCP from anything and anyone that appears.
Yeah, no one gets to that door.
But the next minute, though, they seem to be back in Dogtown.
Yeah, and they're chasing Jimmy Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't quite work out.
No,
I have no idea. I've got Madigan, Tina, Lisa, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
Finds Jimmy.
Yeah, she does.
Well done. That's what the police are paid for.
Yeah.
They find missing people. apart from the fact she tagged him.
Yeah, and Craig has put this virus in.
Yeah, Craig David gets into lab to upload virus and kill Diane.
Yeah.
City lights go on and off.
Yeah.
As they do.
They're waiting for Robocop to turn yeah, up got, OCP.
Yeah, he gets to the barricade.
Yeah.
Some reason, why? A boy in rollerblades tries to attack him.
I mean, his one weakness was rollerblades.
This is Robocop. They've heard of him. They've seen him. They must know that shooting at him is not going to work. Not with machine guns.
They don't have the high-tech weapons. They just have the normal weapons.
Yes. And so for some bizarre reason, a boy on rollerblades jumps over the barricade and comes at him,
yeah.
Which he just pushes backwards. Then a boy on a motorbike appears.
Yeah, same sort of
thing. Oh, he's in a sidecar.
And sidecar.
Yeah, he shoots the sidecar off the motorbike,
yeah.
As you do, pushes him away. Then Derek appears with a huge cannon, but still a bit of the worst shot ever.
Yeah. But Robocops takes all the dog town boys out without killing anyone.
Yeah,
it's all ricochets.
It is all ricochets.
I like the bit where he pushes the car out of the way and the little girl's in the cop car, isn't she?
Yes.
Goes, wow.
Yeah.
Because
he's a robot.
And that's in the beginning montage.
Yeah.
Of the intro. He goes, wow.
Yeah. Which you think? Well. Again, he's Robocop. People have seen him do these things.
Yeah, Derek, big gun.
Yeah.
He can't seem to hit anything.
Can't seem to hit anybody.
Anything.
Somehow, Robocop works his way into the lab.
Look, before that, he takes Derek out, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Throws a bomb.
Yeah, throws one of his little discs.
Shoots it, yeah. Blows Derek out, he lands in front of the cops again.
Again.
Unhurt.
Unhurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robocop walks his way into the lab.
Yeah.
Uploads an antivirus.
From a disc.
No, it's from his hand.
Oh, that's right. It's a spiky hand, yeah.
His spike comes out and he can interface with computers.
It does, yeah, it does.
Looked a bit iffy to me, but yeah. There you go. Saves Diane.
Yeah.
Professor tries to electrocute Robocop. It has no effect on him whatsoever.
No. He just bashes him that way, doesn't he? Backhanders him.
But the system's gone down at this point, and they think they've killed Diane.
Yeah.
But she just...
It's all goes quiet and dark.
She just reboots the system.
Yeah, and she's back.
Yeah.
And
for some reason, yeah, Craig David decides to get into the lift.
Yeah, run away from her.
Yeah, obviously go into the lift.
I should point out earlier, he tries to kill the chairman when he gets
does.
In the lift, and Diana stops.
Diana does stop him, that's correct. So, yeah. Sorry, missed that bit.
Yeah, but it's just, who cares?
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, so why run into the lift?
Yeah.
You know what she's capable
she,
of doing.
She captures him in the lift, sends it up, down, up, down, yo-yo, yeah.
I've now got, what was his name?
Chin Chiru.
Chin
the bad OCP guy.
Yes. He's got the needle.
Yes.
They work out that he's the
Gadget
says that he's the Dogtown killer.
Yeah.
Or whatever he called it.
He injected them with such and such and they put all the pieces together and work out it's him.
He pulls out a needle.
Yeah.
As you do.
Yeah.
Somehow he injects himself. I can't remember how he does it.
Doesn't cop eject it? He takes hold of the police officer, doesn't he? The one for the Lisa.
Oh, yes, yes.
And says, I'll kill her, but she's got the needle, which she injects him into it.
Yeah.
So he freezes up.
Sounds like a woman to have the needle, wouldn't it?
I ain't going there.
Yeah, so he's now frozen, comic style.
Yes, very comic style.
Very comic style.
Oh, don't shoot. Taken, OCP. Boy, am I glad to see you fellas.
This is the creep I told you about. That's Milardo's friend.
Yes, I guess we can safely say that Dr. Milardo has all four. Thank God for Robocop, anyway. He's in there kicking ass right now.
It's him.
Who's him?
The Dogtown Ripper.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know you're lying.
He's the one who gave old Hank the shot.
I think she's telling the truth. Madigan, your case, your collar.
My pleasure. You are under arrest, Big Shot.
Now, nobody moves, or she gets it. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to the airport, and I'm getting on an airplane.
Drop it.
Stay back, you big pile of deadbolt.
Yeah, shit, I'm Robin.
I mean it. Stay back, or I turn Miss Piggy here into a statue.
I don't get personal.
Hey, I...
He's hit by a police car, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he wobbles back and forth.
Wobbles back and forth.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I've now got here the desk sergeant, whatever you want to call
Stan.
Him.
Stan.
Stanley. decides to adopt Gadget.
For no reason.
For no reason. I think we also see the lady, the head of the Smiley Children Gang Show.
The Rainbow Playroom.
Yeah. She gets...
full investigation.
Yeah, taken away.
Yeah.
Robocop's family get reunited in front of him, but he can't tell them.
He still can't tell them.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's the first episode.
Yes.
The future of law enforcement.
The future of law enforcement, yes. Mm. It lacked a lot, didn't it?
Do you think?
At Metro South today, they were handing out gold shields to the lucky few who managed to make the rank of detective, including the spunky young officer who solved the Dogtown Ripper case. We'll be back with more media break right after this.
The Rainbow Playroom. Pleasant, cheerful. But take another look. Beneath this cotton candy facade, this so-called paradise for lost and lonely children is, in fact, a grim gulag presided over by this uncaring and ruthless administrator, Fanny Lemoore.
The beloved children's show host resigned as vice president of OCP's Family Services Division following the allegations of gross misconduct. We'll have the whole sordid story for you right here tonight with me, Humberto Ortega.
And finally, order has been restored throughout Detroit tonight after one of the most chaotic incidents in this city's history. A blue ribbon panel appointed by Mayor Friendly has determined that a computer glitch inadvertently turned off all the city's utilities.
Machines. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
It's OCP. It's supposed to be, obviously, after RoboCop 1.
It's 4 to 5 years after RoboCop 1.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fair enough. So where are the other... What were they called? What was the other coppers things that they made?
Oh, Egg
209s. There was none.
They shut them down. Didn't work.
Well, it did work. They were quite good for a while.
They signed a licence agreement that only had 20 seconds to comply. Yeah, as I said, it was draft of RoboCop 2 originally.
It was 22 episodes, that's all they made of this.
Yeah, 1.25 million per episode.
Yeah, I've got 1.2 to
1.5. Okay.
We wouldn't party with that.
It's not a lot.
Pilot episode run for 2 hours, don't I know it.
2 hours?
Well, it says, yeah, because adverts.
Oh, of course.
Proper adverts, yeah. not
their adverts, yeah.
It was adapted from the discarded RoboCop 2 script, Corporate Wars.
They should have kept it discarded.
By the original writers of RoboCop.
That's right, and they, any TV series, they had the right to input onto.
Yes.
As in their agreement. So they had to have a first look at it. I think that's why they don't incorporate this script they'd already written. Oh look, we've got one already.
Yeah. Apparently the series was supposed to try and give RoboCop a more human aspect.
Didn't work.
And they introduced Gadget, and she was in it quite a lot.
Apparently.
A few people appeared in it, but...
actors?
You say actors. I dare you to find one.
Yeah. Now, the mad scientist, Craig Davis.
Luckily, none of us know any Craig Davis records.
I thought, not on this Monday here. Yeah. Maybe a Tuesday.
I was quite happy with no. I certainly don't remember any.
But the mad scientist guy.
Yes.
I thought his face. I've seen him in loads of things.
I've seen him before.
Hundreds of programs.
Yeah.
And I thought I'll go have a quick look at him, see what he's been in.
Yeah.
Could I remember him?
No.
No, just went on and on and on.
No. Well, I thought I'd seen him before.
He's been in loads of programs, but, you know, not anything major.
So everything we've done on podcast.
Probably.
On Launching the Pilot.
Yeah.
He's been on all of them there.
And everyone we've talked about ever on this has been in Murder, She Wrote. So.
That's true. Or possibly Batman.
Yeah.
Was going to be the original Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
Before Adam West.
Or Bond, was it?
Yeah.
So what would you rate this?
Awful.
Awful. So what number is an awful?
Four.
Oh, well, it's better than Highwayman.
Well, yeah, I'm going for it's better than Highwayman because it did make sense. So I'll give it that. It did make some sort of sense.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go four as well.
Yeah, because we keep giving these things far too high ratings.
Or far too low. I still think Street Hawk was actually a lot better than five.
Well, that's what we mean. Yeah.
So six.
We're giving them bad ratings, and some of them have now watched some of these.
Well, yeah, we don't
make the
better.
Previous ones a lot better.
Yeah, it's strange that happens.
Yeah.
So now you've got the ultimate question.
This is the last question.
So what would you rather have? A street motorbike? An Airwolf helicopter?
No, I never liked the
Airwolf. Blue Thunder helicopter?
I do like the Blue Thunder
helicopter. A Knight Rider car?
No, I never liked the car.
A Highwayman
truck? Mind you, you could have put Knight Rider's car into the Highwayman's truck.
You could have done.
And the front of it was an Airwolf sort of
helicopter. But you could have fit every one of them vehicles into Thunder. Apart the boat.
They
would all fit into Thunder the boat.
In Thunder the boat, yeah. Or a robocop.
What would you rather be?
Would I rather be a robocop?
Or own a robocop?
I own a robocop.
I don't know how that works, really. You can sit on his shoulders and ride around, okay?
Like some sort of parrot.
The truth is often hurts, isn't it?
Standing on the shoulders of giants, right? Okay. It's the boat.
It's always going to be the same, isn't it?
It's Thunder.
It can't be anything else but the boat now.
Thunder is always... Thunder's taken over from the TARDIS, as far as I'm concerned.
But Thunder is actually bigger than the TARDIS, so that's
clearly it's bigger. Clearly. As I think we discussed once off air, it must be so deep, I think it caused the Marianas Trench. It must just gouge through the earth.
The Marianas have some speed, though.
Well, I'm not sure. Does the bomb stay static and the top just goes off like some sort of elasticated thing?
Is it so big that the Earth actually is rotating around it? It doesn't actually move anywhere.
Is it so big that actually the Earth is the boat? These are questions that could be quite... With Professor Hawkins, we need to talk to him about these things.
I'll ask him on Twitter.
He usually
do 150 characters or less.
He usually answers us. He could be the one that's following us. How do we know?
That's it. He could be the one digging that tunnel.
He could be the one digging that tunnel. He's probably filling in the tunnel right now. I've only got the sort of little bits that it was released in on VHS and that. Yeah. Apparently it was released on Laserdisc.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Six discs it took.
Six discs. And they were big. They were the size of records, weren't they?
Yeah.
I did fancy owning Star Trek The Motion Picture on Laserdisc. No, I haven't got a Laserdisc player. It would just be something
big. It sounds bizarre, but I've thought that about several things, about owning a Laserdisc for just the sake that I've got the Laserdisc. What on earth I'd ever play it on? I don't know if you can get a torch and spin it really quickly. I'm not sure if it works that way. But who knows?
Yeah.
We'll give it a go, maybe live.
And that's it really, isn't it?
It is pretty much. It's...
I think they stitched a couple of episodes together to make a few like straight to DVD films.
Possibly.
I seem to remember that I couldn't find any facts about this, but they couldn't get hold of the original costume for RoboCop.
Okay.
So they had to make their own for the series.
Oh well, it's quite convincing.
And it was heavy. It was supposed to be really. It was made out of metal.
My point is, how do they not hear him when he walks through the building?
Whereas the field ones were obviously built better material, were movable. We could move, but this one, the actor found it really hard moving it.
I'm reading these. I admit, right off of the Wikipedia thing, it's got all 21 episodes. It tells you what they're called. No, I haven't read none of this until now. Yeah. I'm glancing at some of these. There's an episode here called Sisters of Crime. It was number 15. Sisters of Crime. When his sexist views anger feminists, the OCB chairman is kidnapped by a band of shapely rebels and forced to do housework.
Oh, God.
I feel there could be a follow-up.
Now, why didn't I make that into a film?
We've got RoboCop versus Commander Cash. Children are rioting and stealing all over the city as RoboCop faces his most formidable opponent, a nutcase who believes he's the real live version of OCP superhero Commander Cash.
I think I remember that one.
I want to watch the housework one. What a classic episode. How does RoboCop get involved in something like that?
Well, I've got images of I want to break free everywhere.
It's just the way that someone's written it. Yeah. A band of shapely rebels forcing to do housework. But that was it.
That's all your joy.
Yeah. Well, they got prime suspect, officer missing. What money can't buy? Zone 5. Provision 22. The human factor. Nano. Midnight minus 1. Public. What great titles they were.
And you'll be watching more.
No, ever.
But when you have the DVDs for Christmas, all the laser discs.
Yeah, on the laser disc. Once I put down my book, written by Man Jacko Jackson, whatever his name was.
Dumb like a fox.
Yeah, that's the one. Once I put that down.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot of RoboCop's series out there.
Yes. You know,
they did an awful lot. They rebooted this so many times.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the first film.
We've all seen the first
film. I've seen the second film, which
I've
was
seen the second.
A travesty.
If I can't remember, Richard, you're going to have to remind me.
I've not seen the first film, but I hear it's terrible, because it was a PG rated.
I think I have seen the third film.
Yeah, I don't think he's in it. Is it Peter Weller?
No.
Peter Weller. Is it Peter Weller?
It is Peter Weller, yeah. Not Paul Weller.
Not Paul Weller.
No, he's in the jam.
he got in many jams.
Yes. No, they did an awful
movie. Of course, he was Bad Admiral in Star Trek Into Darkness as well.
What, Paul Weller?
Peter.
Oh. Yeah, it's rubbish.
It's not rubbish, it's not very well done. It's the you can't take down people with your guns.
Yes.
It's the A-Team, isn't it?
It's the A-Team. RoboCop is the A-Team.
I know. It's at odds because the film was not A-Team when it came out.
The film is extremely violent.
Yeah, and so it's not for kids, but then they tried to make it for kids.
Well, I think they saw it, possibly, is it after, well, you say, it's well after RoboCop 2, isn't it? It's 4 years after they made RoboCop 2. I think they realised that the figures were waning a bit.
I mean, it's set off 4 to 5 years. I don't think it was actually 4 to 5 years in
terms. But RoboCop 2 was 1990, and this was made in 1994. So by then they'd realised that they needed to inject something into the RoboCop franchise.
Well, most TV shows you make for a family sort of viewing is where you're going for.
Yes, which they've done with other programmes, haven't they, where they've dumbed them down, trying to keep for the family entertainment.
Now, RoboCop is one of the things that don't really go away, does it? Because then they pop up a new film.
Yes, not long ago. I can't remember, that was RoboCop, wasn't it? And they had the original suit.
But it was on display, wasn't it?
Display, yeah.
But this is a new version of RoboCop.
Yeah.
Which does nothing. It's awful.
It is awful, yeah. I mean, the first film, loved the first film.
Yeah.
First film is brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
It's dated by now. Of course it is, like the original Terminator.
Yeah.
But they stood the test of time. They are very good. What they were, it was different.
Yeah.
You know, they stuck to some of the things. Like the adverts, the news reporters. It actually ended up with a news report.
It did. It was racking up the
the end of all the credits, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's telling you what happened to the Rainbow Room and
that. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite poor. It's quite poor.
You wouldn't recommend this?
No, not really.
You wouldn't have to sit there and watch it.
No.
But everyone should sit there and watch it.
Yeah, you pulled this one out of the air as well.
I did.
You announced it on Friday.
I text you.
Yeah.
I said, RoboCop.
It means nothing to you.
That's all I think I put in the text.
Yeah. It means nothing to the listener because he's like, Friday? What's Friday? I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what year it is.
Because we do this on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And this was actually Friday. I just texted you RoboCop TV series.
I know.
And that was it. But I thought, I'll let you find it yourself.
Luckily, I did find it yourself.
I found it.
And this is when we then realised yesterday we had watched the same thing, because there's an awful lot of RoboCops out there.
You could have watched different ones easily.
Yes, quite easily. Because they say they keep trying to do the franchise every 4 or 5 years.
Anyway, you text me some of the story plots and says, this sounds like the right one. And I said, yes, even though I haven't watched it. So I thought, it's too late now.
It don't matter.
Yeah. You're lucky with the Highwayman, I won't talk about Dick Turpin.
True, but you gave me the copy of the Highwayman.
True. we're on the same level playing ground.
Yeah.
So next week.
Next, well, we're going for a touch. That's it. That's the end of the genre of the Man and Machine.
The Man and Machine's finished.
Finished.
There might have been some more people thrown in there, but we've got no.
Yeah, well, there's one of
the pictures gets too long.
One you keep mentioning, and I did see it on some Automan.
Automan, yeah.
Well, we're not going there.
I think that can be another genre.
Yeah, well, we can go back, but we're not doing it.
Not now. Automan will be done.
If we can find it.
If you can.
That's the problem. We announce these things and then realise, well, I can't find it. Like the Highwaymen.
Couldn't find the pilot.
Couldn't find the pilot at all.
But we found it for episode one, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good enough for us. That's good enough.
I think Automan will be big enough that it will be everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be done by us, because this is a convenient spot for us, isn't it, to end the Man Machine.
Yeah, I think we've done enough, and the picture I did a little picture.
Yes.
It was just getting too big. Yeah. Too many people on it now.
If you put it in Thunder, it would have fit in.
Of course it would have, Sam.
You just need the boat. That's all you need. Just the picture of the boat. But anyway, yes, the next genre was going to be spies?
Yeah, spies, espionage.
Yeah.
Programs like that.
Yeah.
So we're saying Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
We're not saying that.
Yeah.
We're doing Men from Uncle, like...
Girl from Uncle.
Girl from Uncle.
The same.
Mission Impossible. I don't think we've worked out the full list yet.
Charlie's Angels, I think we were going to throw. Possibly the A-Team.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
It needs to fit in somewhere.
Yeah, it will come in there. It will come in, because they do help out.
Yeah.
Which is what spies can tend to do, sort of thing.
Yeah, it's loose, isn't it?
It is loose, but it's going to be done.
Later we might get bumped.
If it is, it'll still be come back, because you can't not do the A-Team.
You've got to do the A-Team. It's a classic.
So I've already watched it. So we've got there.
You've watched everything. You've watched absolutely everything.
I have. I confess that, listener, I've already watched all these.
You get to watch it at work.
Yeah.
Whereas I have to work at work. I know, it's a strange concept.
Well, I'm sorry. But yes, I don't know what the first episode will be. Pull one out of the air, I don't care. I've watched it.
I think the Saint.
The Saint?
So
we'll go with the Saint.
And that's not Ennoble.
Oh, no.
It's the Moor. The Roger.
This is black and white.
Is it?
Yeah, he's black and white.
It is, yeah.
It's only half an hour.
But anyway, that's
all. Very good anyway.
That's what we'll be doing next.
Yes. The Saint.
So tune in next time for that. Yeah, if you want to.
Well, you don't have to.
No, we don't care. We're still going to do it.
Yeah.
It's still going to be there. You can't stop it. You can't stop it being there. So,
You'll never stop us.
You can't stop the music. Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are swaying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can't you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in our walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it would be tragic. Can't you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music makes the world go around. You can't stop the music. The Cyborganizer, a high-tech RoboCop created for one purpose only: to help the NYPD tackle its tedious paperwork. Good work, Cyborganizer. I can streamline any procedure except this thing you call love. Oh, poor Cyborganizer. Homer, sitting that close to the TV can't be good for you. Talking while the TV's on can't be good for you. You should get your eyes checked. I'm taking Bart to the mall to buy camping supplies. Why don't you come along? Yeah, I want to enjoy this show before the network retools it. How can I organize this modeling agency and still be a good single father? I love you, Daddy. Ah, too late.